at St. John's, we take some time to invite the kids forward. I think in your leaflet it probably says that we have a children's sermon. What that really means is it's just the kids and I try to explain to you what's going on in the gospel. They're going to help me today. So did y'all hear that kind of wild reading that went on? Anybody listening to that? Not really. Abby was. Good, good. It's kind of it's a big story, and it's really full of a lot of different details and a lot of different storylines. But what we want to take away from the story this morning is that Jesus, this is from Mark's gospel, this story that we have, and what we know about Mark's voice, we know that this story is told through four different voices. And Mark's voice is the one that's always like really straightforward and really in your face and really abrupt and kind of dynamic. Mark wants you to get the story, and he wants you to get it today, and he wants you to get it right. And so in this third chapter of Mark's gospel, we have this story of Jesus who is teaching, and his teachings become so popular that crowds are gathering. And what's happened is the people who are close to Jesus, not his disciples, but his family, and the people who are the religious powers of the day, the religious authority, those people who make all the religious rules and tell all the stories and conduct all the services in the temple, those people are getting very nervous. And they're getting nervous because Jesus has big ideas, big dreams, big thoughts, kind of so big that to some of them, they seem crazy. And so let me ask you, if you had a friend come over for a play date, say you have anybody here ever had a play date? Yeah, a few of you, almost all of you, that's what I thought. So if you had a friend who came over for a play date, and say you got this big idea, there was just a huge idea that came to your mind, and it seemed like kind of a crazy idea, and it made people a little nervous. Say it made your friend a little nervous. What do you think that friend would do? Yeah, what, Abby? What do you think that friend would do? Kind of what? Get a little angry? Yeah, maybe get a little fussy. What else? Like if you were over at somebody's house for a play date and they wanted to do something crazy, what would you do? Who would you tell? Yeah, the parents. Yeah, his mom or her mom, right? Well, that's what happened with Jesus, right? Jesus has these big ideas. They're huge ideas. They seem kind of crazy. And so people told his mom. They told on him. They were like, hey, Mary, get down here.
My name's Mary.
Hey, awesome. My name's Jimmy. They're like, hey, Mary, get down here. Your son's going a little crazy. I think these ideas are too big. Anybody here ever had a big idea? Big idea at home? Yeah? Like what? Let me ask this question. Anybody here ever built a pillow fort? Do you guys build pillow forts? Yeah. Awesome. That's good. You're not on screens all the time. I love that. And so if you think about that, you have this big idea. You're going to build a pillow fort, right?
Yes.
And you're like, Mom, I'm going to build a pillow fort. I'm going to build the biggest pillow fort that anyone has ever built in their whole entire lives. And then what does Mom say?
No.
Mom says, you can use these two pillows and all of your stuffed animals, and that's it, right? Right? But you're like, no, Mom. I'm not just going to build a pillow fort. I'm going to build a pillow palace. And I need to use all the pillows in the house. Every, yeah, all the pillows. every single one. I need to use every single pillow in this house and every single stuffed animal because I'm not building a pillow fort. I'm building a pillow palace. It's going to be the biggest pillow palace that anyone has ever seen. And Mom, you know, we're not just going to play there, but we're going to live there. Mom, we're going to dwell there. This is going to be a place where we live and move and have our being. I've got such big ideas for this pillow fort that I'm going to ask the whole town to come. And not only are they going to come, but they are going to bring their pillows too. They are going to make this pillow palace the biggest pillow palace that anyone has ever seen in the history of pillow forts and pillow palaces. Bigger than this church. That's what Jesus is doing in this story. Jesus has these big ideas. And what he's asking of us as followers of Jesus is not just to have big ideas. He is inviting us to have big ideas, but he's asking those of us who are parents to these big ideas, to stay open, you know, to listen, to maybe go with the flow a bit. So Jesus has these big ideas for us. Maybe we have big ideas for ourselves. Do you think we could spend, you know, maybe a season in big ideas? You think that would be good? Do you feel that maybe God is calling us to dream big dreams? To be bold? To be a little bit courageous? I do. Jade's going, no, Dad. Sometimes in adolescence, that role, that parent-child role kind of flips. Here's what I want us to do. Are you listening? Yeah? You with me? Yeah. Then give me a fist. Yeah! Yeah. I want us to spend the whole summer, both in our lives at home and as you finish up school this week and as maybe you go to your summer activities, I want you to spend the whole summer season dreaming big dreams. Dreaming big dreams for your lives. And I want you to spend the whole summer season together as kids who are a part of this church, as people who are a part of this church. And I want this for all of us who are sitting in this building this morning. I want us to spend the entire summer dreaming big dreams for this church. How can St. John's Episcopal Church love people more courageously? How can we help spread that love here in this valley and well beyond this valley? What new, creative, bold, courageous ideas could we come up with? And you know what? I'm going to give you something to help you with that. You want a little tool? No? You don't? Well, too bad. I'm giving you one anyway. Hey, where do you guys normally dream?
In my suite.
In your bed? In your sleep? Yeah? So maybe if you had a pillowcase of your own that reminded you under starry skies above to dream big dreams, do you think you could? Yeah? And you could take one home? All of you? Yeah? Want a pillowcase? Yeah?
I need a pillowcase.
Anybody got a big dream right now?
To go to sleep?
Yeah. Of course you can. Anybody got a big dream today? Yet? Maybe it takes some time. Maybe it takes some work to dream big dreams. It takes some attention. It takes, yeah, thanks, Catherine. We may need some more. In this gospel reading that we have this morning, and really all throughout the entire gospel, we have Jesus inviting us to think bigger than maybe we normally would think. You know, to dream bigger dreams for ourselves. And for those of us who live in this place. I think we have pillowcases for everyone. Not only do we have pillowcases for everyone, we have pillowcases for people who aren't here. You know, for people that you think might, you know, for people you think who might need. You can have two. Everybody get one? Everybody get one? Let's take one first. Okay? Let's take one first. Let everybody get one today. Let your parents get one. Let everybody who's in church get one. Okay?
We need two.
You're going to get two. I'm going to get one for your sister, too. Hey. Hey, 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 hey. Next week. Hey, wait. Hey, we're going to get him one. We're going to get him one. Hey, hey, next week, when you come into this place, what are you going to have for me? A big idea, a dream. You can go into Hanson Hall next Sunday and you can write it up on the bulletin board. Or if you're a grown-up and you prefer to do this in kind of grown-up ways, you can send us an email at bigdreams@stjohnsjackson.org. And you can tell us what your dreams are for this place. Thanks for helping me explain this to the grown-ups. Amen.